The Environmental Protection Agency has released a draft document intended to inform their decision-making process in regards to large mining projects in the Bristol Bay region. KDLG's Dave Benninger has the story.
EPA's Region 10 Director Dennis McLaren held a press conference Friday to announce the release of the draft Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
I want to be very clear that today's release is not a regulatory decision.
And that set the tone of McLaren's statements Friday as he stressed repeatedly that this assessment is not intended as a regulatory position. Instead, it was created as a way to inform the decision makers in response to requests for the EPA to use its 404C veto authority to stop the proposed Pebble Mine. McLaren said that the assessment makes no such recommendation. However, the document is intended to serve the EPA going forward.
Will help to inform future decision making, and we believe it will be of use not just to EPA, but to other federal, state, and local governments that are engaged in reviewing activities up in the watershed.
The watershed assessment runs to several hundred pages and focuses on the economic and cultural benefits of the natural resources in the region.
The assessment did find that Bristol Bay's wild salmon fishery produces almost half of the world's sockeye salmon, and these salmon resources and other ecological resources in those two watersheds is valued at about $480 billion annually.
Moreover, the assessment takes into account what impact potential mining could have on those resources.
The report concludes that there is potential for certain activities associated with large-scale mining to have adverse effects on the productivity and sustainability of the salmon fishery, but the agency has made no judgments about the use of its regulatory authority under the Clean Water Act.
McLaren says the report was not focused on any single mining project, but because no plans by any of the potential mines have been submitted by the companies, the EPA chose to use a hypothetical scenario, taking into account both normal operations and possible failures.
But it is focused on a hypothetical mining scenario that was developed using our knowledge of publicly available documents about potential for mining activity in the watershed.
Many of the groups waiting for the assessment issued statements soon after the release. Senator Mark Begich from Alaska reaffirmed his opposition to any preemptive decision on Pebble Mine. Begich says the mining companies deserve the chance to let their development plans, once submitted, stand on their own merits. Pebble Partnership CEO John Shively called the assessment rushed. Others have applauded the EPA's work. Trout Unlimited and other groups that represent sport and commercial fishing interests in Bristol Bay once again called on the agency to use its 404C veto authority to stop development of Pebble and other mines. Bristol Bay Native Corporation CEO Jason Matrokin agreed and said he hopes the EPA continues their balanced approach as they assemble the final version.
Once a final version of the watershed assessment is out, we do believe that the information would support action by the EPA. We think that action is warranted. We think that action is appropriate, but it needs to include balanced, science-based information.
It's unlikely the draft assessment will affect policy decisions anytime soon. McLaren says the draft is being released now in order to gather public comment and scientific peer review.
This is the beginning of a process that will include extensive public comment and rigorous independent review. This is still a draft assessment, and we want to get the science right.
The final version isn't expected until the fall. Public comment will be taken from now until July 23rd, and public meetings are being scheduled throughout Alaska in the months ahead. The EPA has made the document and all the appendices available to the public on their website, epa.gov/region10/Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.
Pictures of the Pebble Mine area are at our website, alaskapublic.org.